WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Well, welcome back to wonderful northern Michigan weather. Alpha Charlie 8, took the call. Jim, it feels almost like winter, doesn't it? You know, I have to agree with that statement.
There you go. Oh, shoot. Well, another day in the trenches. We're headed in.
That means you're up and about, which is A-okay in my book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, shoot. Not a good day yesterday. My dad's back in the hospital. Had two more hematomas that they had to drain yesterday, so we're taking it one step at a time. I'll be giving Mom a call here in a little bit, but, sounds like he's doing okay, but, yep, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's all in the hip still. I hope it's still confined to that one location.
Yep, sure is. About a week ago yesterday, in fact, they took him back in because one of the wounds wasn't healing properly. So they ended up cleaning him out and doing whatever they had to do and put him all back together. And then Sunday, he started having severe pain, and they discovered the two hematomas. So, I feel excited for him, you know, I really do. This sucks.
Yeah, we're approaching, 3 months now since Thanksgiving or so, you know. I hope they don't put another drainage that, or hopefully infection doesn't kick in.
Yeah, we'll know more today, so. But, yep. All I know is I got my phone on loud, obnoxious noises so I can hear if I get a call. And at that point, I just go into work and stand by, you know. Doesn't help the blood pressure much when you're constantly watching that phone to see what happens.
And you got to turn the ring volume up loud and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're constantly, yeah, I understand that. Well, the worst wind that I had yesterday was pretty boring for me. I mean, over the weekend, I spent a lot of the time knocking down piles of snow just because I didn't have any place to put snow. Then yesterday, I just kind of stayed inside.
So using the tractor, or can you get that up and down the driveway still?
Yeah, I took advantage of the tractor on Sunday. Used the front end loader to push all the huge piles that I'd accumulated back 2 or 3 feet from the edge of the driveway, if you know what I mean. You know, kind of getting a lot of work to throw snow up rather than just sideways. And I was kind of tired of that.
Oh, don't doubt that a bit. I'm surprised you don't have a snow blower on that thing. Just go up and down with that.
Well, you know, back when, years ago when I did Dad's driveway, yeah, I had a snowblower for it. That thing was more of a pain in the, you know what, a stick or something like that, and you'd shear all the drive pins on the, you had an auger in the front and a blower in the back, or not the back, they were all up front, but you know what I mean, it was a two-stager.
Yeah, my dad's Kubota was that way, the shoe pins all, and you always wondered, really, for what was it? I don't know how many times, maybe a little piece of ice or something, and it was shear pins, and we just kind of shook our heads at it. But it was what it was.
Yeah, I got pretty used to, counting out the old part of the shear pin and putting in the new ones in. Sometimes I would misalign the front augers. You're supposed to make them so they counter-rotate. And then both pullers are supposed to pull the snow to the center. I didn't always get that right.
My dad's, if it sheared the sheared pin, you didn't have to take apart. You just pop the one pin out and slide the new one in, and you were fine and ready to go. But, yeah. Anyway, life in northern Michigan, right? I don't know. I always figured that when I came down to it, it was a whole lot nicer to be out in the cold for a few minutes just taking care of those sheared pins versus trying to shovel or any other option. The best option is plow, just to put plow and push. But even those had their issues.
Yeah, I think plowing is the best way to go. As you know, you used to be a plow driver. You understand that that's far more efficient than anything else. But, it kind of reminds me of, I started building my house in the middle of the winter. And that winter, I think we had a grand total of about 20 inches of snow the entire year, or the entire winter.
There you go. Oh, shoot. But, yeah, it's... Like I say, it is what it is. You know, you can't really argue about it too much. But the problem is the fact you had to push it back. Make sure your room plow winter long. If you didn't, you quickly ran out of room. That was my biggest issue with plowing. But anyway, I got to give a call to Mom and see how she's doing and check up on her. So, give yourself a good morning, WBAPS.
All right, sir. Well, best wishes for the day. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf. 73s. We'll talk to you probably tomorrow morning.
YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there in the cold, cruel world?
Go 8, pick your seat, air golf, looking for a signal check on this repeater, over.
KE8WAX, yep, you're making it in there, a little bit of scratch and hash, but can make out what you're saying fully.
Thank you for coming back about 30 miles south of the Mac Bridge. I'm from Manistique, hoping to get home tonight. I hope the bridge isn't closed. Over.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, I'm here in the beautiful town of Traverse City. Out here working. Talking beyond the mobile.
Thanks for coming back. Yeah, I'm, Traverse City. I was actually just looking around the repeaters. I got most of the upper, lower peninsula programmed in here, including Traverse City. But are you guys linked together with the Mac repeater, over?
This repeater here in Traverse, I'm not sure. It's above my pay grade. I know this repeater's linked with a couple of the northern repeaters. I don't know. I don't know which one.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks for coming back, and I'm guessing you are linked. This is Kilo Kuwait, pictures here. Golf, moving on, and 73.
73, safe travels. Good talking out there. And maybe we'll hear each other down the line. Hopefully that bridge is open for you. KE8WAX, we'll be clear.